Now on KRDO's Afternoon News, we go to the hotline and visit with ABC News' Mark Remillard, who joins us right now from Orange County, California. And Mark, it's Dan Koschel here in Colorado Springs. I have to set the scene real quick here. I got hired as the anchor in the afternoon here on KRDO News Radio, but my full-time job during the day is teaching. So I'm actually a teacher, and wow, I teach broadcasting at Falcon Middle School. So this subject hits really close to my heart. But vaccinating teachers, not a prerequisite for safe opening of the schools. What have you found out today?
Yeah, that's what the CDC is saying, is that their research, they say that there's mounting evidence to suggest that schools can safely reopen without vaccinations of all the teachers. They say that it is paramount, though, that they wear masks and they maintain social distancing for that to safely occur. So the CDC is saying that today, and I think part of where this is growing evidence is coming from is a CDC study that was released about a week or so ago, in which they looked at schools up in rural Wisconsin. There were 17 schools involved in this study. That mask wearing was routine at these schools. And they said over the course of 13 weeks in the fall last year, there were 191 infections of staff and students, but they said only 7 of those could be traced to in-school transmission. And so they say, again, the body of evidence is mounting that this can be done safely. But there have been other studies that show how wrong it can go as well. The CDC also published a study looking at how there was a high school wrestling tournament that took place that ended up resulting in something like 30% of all people who attended getting COVID-19. So it can go wrong, it seems, very quickly. But they say with the masks and social distancing, it can be done safely without having to vaccinate everyone first.
Here at Falcon Middle School, we're at 50% capacity. We're going Monday through Tuesday, A through J, the last name, and then Wednesday, Thursday, everybody else comes to school. Everybody else who doesn't come to school is on Zoom. And there is hope that we get to 100% here shortly. I want to hear from you as far as what big labor is saying about this. I mean, this and the unions, they're getting involved in this as well, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where there's been criticism of the unions and of Democrats levied by Republicans, particularly that the Democrats, that there are some Democrats and labor unions that are holding up this process. For example, just today, the city of San Francisco is suing its own school district in an effort to get people back in the classroom because the teachers say they don't want to go back until they're vaccinated. And so there has been this criticism of the teachers' union for holding up this process. Now, interestingly enough, though, you have the CDC now kind of giving some fodder to the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who was criticizing teachers' unions and Democrats for holding up the process, by the CDC saying that they think that schools can reopen safely without vaccinations first. So you have the President Biden CDC saying something that somewhat aligns with the Republicans on this. Now, the other aspect of this, though, is that, you know, the CDC did not just completely support McConnell's stance on this. They turned that around to say, but to do so and to open schools safely, you've got to give them support. And this turned into the call for Congress to get the stimulus package done, because what they say can happen is, yes, you may be able to open schools safely without vaccinations, but you still need the PPE. You need testing. You need all the other support that comes along with that. And this is where you see the Biden administration calling again for Congress to get his stimulus package passed.
And it's interesting, here in Colorado, the governor just went around the state and was delivering rapid tests. That's kind of important as well. I think that from a teacher's standpoint, at least from my standpoint, I would like to have a rapid test. So, like, if a student tested positive for whatever reason, and the next day I hear that student tested positive, all I have to do is go get a rapid test, and it will tell me whether or not I've been exposed, rather than right, just sort of making everybody pay the price by not coming to school.
Right, right. And so that's where the testing comes in on this, and this is where Biden has, and his stimulus plan has said that they want to allocate money for schools for these very reasons, for the PPE, for potentially better ventilation and things like that, but as well for the testing, so that you can monitor outbreaks. You could do exactly as you say there, perhaps identify something early, and then from there isolate it. You can also avoid potentially seeing that result spread across much of the rest of the school, or having to shut down schools as a result of this. But this is where again, not surprisingly, McConnell and the Biden administration have broken again, where McConnell is arguing that there's still money in the coffers. He's saying that there's still money from the previous stimulus package left over for schools that hasn't been spent yet. So why are we spending more? Well, I think the Biden argument is this is looking even further down the road. Even months from now, this kind of support is still going to be needed until, you know, at whatever point it is that, you know, life returns to normal. This could be a continuing, ongoing thing that schools are going to have to continue to test. They're going to have to continue to wear masks, things like that. I mean, you know, there's the light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccinations, but we don't know where that tunnel leads. Does COVID-19 just entirely go away? Do we reach that herd immunity at some point? You know, there's still questions about how long the vaccination immunity lasts. So it's a long way before I think we're just, everyone's going back to school the way we used to go and no one's wearing masks and all that stuff. So I think this is where the argument is, there's a long road ahead of us and we may have money in the coffers now, but that doesn't mean that money is always going to be there.
Absolutely. And you can bet your bottom dollar, I can't wait till I can teach without a mask. It's the most difficult thing you could possibly imagine, especially broadcasting, because they have to see your facial expressions and stuff like that. ABC's Mark Rimmelaar, thanks for the time. We appreciate it very much.